Well, it's going to keep getting worse. We got these seven angels that are preparing for further judgment action, and we have this first trumpet that's being blown. Take a look at verse 6 with me. Now the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to blow them. And so that second reaction is the seven angels with those seven trumpets are getting ready. And a commentator named William Newell believes that these trumpet blasts will actually be heard on earth. He's probably right, because the trumpet, the thunder and other noises are heard on earth, so this trumpet blast will probably also be heard. And by this point in the Great Tribulation, all on earth will realize these judgments are coming directly from God, and that'll be a terrifying moment. And so we start to see these angels pouring out four of these trumpet judgments. We can't help but notice as we look at these verses that the number one-third shows up 13 times. We know that one-third of Israel will be saved when the Great Tribulation is over. We see that in Zechariah 13:9. We also note that when these first four trumpet judgments are over, there are three woe judgments yet to occur. The trumpet judgments break down this way. Trumpet judgments 1 through 4 are judgments against nature, found in what we're going to be looking at today. The trumpet judgments 5 through 6 are judgments against men that are found in Revelation 9. And then trumpet judgment 7, which includes seven bowl judgments, are judgments against Israel and nature and men. And they start in Revelation 11, verse 15. So first of all, we see a wrath judgment against vegetation. Look at verse 7 with me. The first angel blew his trumpet, and there followed hail and fire mixed with blood, and these were thrown upon the earth, and a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. So that first trumpet judgment is biological, and it's a botany judgment of all things. It's a judgment aimed at vegetation on the earth that destroys green grass and trees. And in this judgment, hail and fire are sent by God to destroy a third of the earth's vegetation. And what is described here is that hail and fire are mixed with blood. And God used hail and fire in the seventh plague of Egypt. We see that in Exodus 9. By adding the blood feature, this is clearly connected to Joel's eschatological prophecy in Joel 2:30, which clearly points to Israel just before he delivers her. There are many prophetic references that predict that God will repeat Egyptian-type plagues in the future just prior to bringing Israel into her land. And by virtue of the fact that this is mixed with blood, it certainly reminds those left on earth of the martyrs who had been killed who are already in heaven. Plant life and vegetation was originally created by God in Genesis 1, verse 11, on the third day of creation. And this life has been in existence since then. At this point, God will destroy a third of it. The effect will be devastating, because it'll mean a third of all the contributions that plant life makes to the world, such as shade and food and atmospheric things, it's going to be gone. And much of the world will be turned into a desert. And we come point number two, we come to the second trumpet. And we see the wrath judgment against the ocean. Verses 8 and 9. The second angel blew his trumpet, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. So the second trumpet judgment will be a judgment against the sea, and it's a judgment that is like no other. This huge burning substance, like a mountain, is cast from heaven into the sea and destroys a third of all marine life and a third of all ships. Zephaniah had predicted that God will destroy the fish when he cuts off man from the earth. So this judgment against ocean waters predicted to occur prior to when God destroys man. Now the substance that God uses is a very massive, invisible, burning mountain. It appears to be a mountain-like mass of meteor chunk ablaze with fire. The destruction will be against all the seas and not just one. So a third of all the ocean water in the world will receive this judgment. This judgment will not only affect the water, but all ships, including cruise ships and cargo ships and oil ships. And when this judgment hits, calamity will hit seas, ships on the high seas, and one third of all marine life will die by this one judgment. The kind of thing was done on a much smaller scale in Egypt in Exodus 7:21, and the result was a terrible stench and death. And then we hear the third trumpet, and this is a wrath judgment against the fresh water. Look at verses 10 and 11. The third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven, blazing like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many people died from the water because it had been made bitter. So this third trumpet will be a judgment against fresh water. The third angel releases a great star, which also has a burning, fiery look to it. It hits key areas where people get drinking water. The rivers and springs of water are turned into a very bitter water. And in this one judgment, one third of the world's drinking water is destroyed. People will be able to see this is coming straight out of heaven, and they will not be able to do one thing about it. The God they mocked and denied is pouring out his wrath, and they know it. The flaming star is a name, and that name is Wormwood. This is the only place in the Greek New Testament where that word is used. It's used in the Old Testament in Jeremiah 9, 15, and 23, 15, and Lamentations 3, 15, and 19. This wormwood was the bitterest shrub known in the Middle East. It was found in Palestine and in Syria, and is a very putrid smell. And in Exodus 15, 22 through 25, God turned bitter water into sweet for his people, but here he turns sweet water into bitter water as a judgment on the whole world. The noun wormwood refers to a very bitter substance that apparently is malignant or poisonous because it had the ability to kill people who drank it. At this point in the Great Tribulation, in just the first three trumpet judgments, a third of all vegetation is gone. A third of all ocean water is destroyed, and a third of the world's fresh drinking water is destroyed. More than likely, the Great Lakes will become what is called grave lakes. With the billions of people already dead, this will make the world even more of a desperate place. And then we see the fourth trumpet, because the wrath judgment is seen against the heavenly planets. Look at verses 12 and 13. The fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of the light might be darkened, and a third of the day might be kept from shining, and likewise a third of the night. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle crying with a loud voice as it flew directly overhead. Woe, woe, woe to all, to those who dwell on the earth at the blasts of the other trumpets that the three angels are about to blow. So the heavenly planets were created by God in Genesis 1:14 on the fourth day of creation. Those great planets display the glory of God. And so this trumpet judgment will be against a third of the sun, moon, and stars. This judgment will affect every place in the world because part of it is in the daytime and they will see the judgment against the sun, and part of it is in the nighttime and they will see the judgment against the moon and stars. No matter where one is on the earth, as they look to the sky, they will see the glory of God begin to dwindle. And God is going to begin the process of shutting down his light system. It's hard to know what this will actually do when one third of all light is gone. The world will obviously be a very scary place. And so we got to recap what has happened. All Christians had disappeared at the rapture. Antichrists had surfaced. There have been major outbreaks of wars, both civil and national. There's been a terrible worldwide famine. There's been a death with a fourth of the world's population dead. There's been scary and horrible cosmological disasters. There was a strange moment of a half an hour of silence. And then we see the destruction of a third of Earth's vegetation and of its oceans and of fresh drinking water. and of the sun, moon, and stars. So after all these things have hit the world, we come to Revelation 8:13, in which God sends an eagle to fly through the air in mid-heaven and be where plants would normally be. And this is a massive eagle flying through the air, and the people will see it and hear. And the eagle will say with a very loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who live in the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." And the noun eagle means just that, an eagle. God can make a parrot talk or a crow talk. He's certainly able to authorize a giant eagle to fly through the sky and announce this. So the people on this earth are going to see and experience things like they have never seen or ever experienced. And so these woe judgments, they are the most ferocious of all. So what this angel is saying is, you haven't seen anything yet. You are about to experience the worst judgments of all. People are going to see an eagle going through the sky, shouting at humanity. And when that eagle is gone, the world will be in for a judgment finale like it has never seen.